All right, sports fans, we're rolling around to number five. Got Jamarcus Russell out of LSU, 6'5" 3/8", 256 pounds. After he cut down, he was 265 at the combine. About 4'7", 4'8", speed. Has the strongest arm in this draft. Makes a lot of great throws and a lot of, you know, small spaces. He's very confident in his arm, and you got to love that. Gets rid of the ball quickly, but isn't always accurate because of his mechanics, which he really has worked on, you know, since being at LSU. He had a quarterback coach to get him ready for his pro day. Had a great offensive coordinator, Jimbo Fisher, at LSU, now with Florida State. Ran in a pro-style offense, you know, with a lot of different checks, reads, motion shifts. Definitely has the frame and body where he's powerful enough to break tackles, kind of like Dante Culpepper early in his career. Showed great maturity, I'd say, last season because he really was inconsistent early in his years. He's always had the potential but never lived up to it. And finally, this year, he really took over that LSU squad, had great talent around him, and did a great job. A lot of people question his work ethic, came to the combine out of shape, you know, 265, you know, probably had a high percentage of body fat, didn't look solid, didn't look like Quinn and Cutler and a lot of the quarterbacks we've seen come into the combine, which, you know, makes you kind of scratch your head because somebody who's going to be the number one pick should be in phenomenal shape, should have taken care of their body maybe a little better during college. You know, I know you're going to get away with it, you know, because he's a great athlete, but he really in the pros has to watch his weight to keep that weight off his knees so he doesn't have knee problems like Culpepper and a lot of the other quarterbacks, and he needs to stay as quick as possible. If he can get down to 250, you know, gain more lean mass and move around a little bit better laterally, he's going to do wonders in the NFL. He is the strongest, you know, Dan Cannon in the world. Just some of the throws he made in the LSU Sugar Bowl was just so impressive. I mean, he threw so many deep strikes to, you know, Craig Davis, Early Doucette, and Dwayne Bowe, who's going to be picked in the first round this year. He's a great player. I really think that he could do well, but also he might be an Akili Smith because he didn't really play that much during his career, and I think if he gets drafted with the Raiders or the Lions, you know, you get drafted with a bad team, all it takes is a few seasons rolling in the wrong direction, and there goes your career, you know. I don't think he's going to have a problem with the offense in the NFL, but, you know, he is going to take a good year and a half to really get adjusted to the system, the speed, everything with the game. Has to come into training camp in outstanding shape. But he's my number five pick. He's a boom or a bust. Potential is a lot higher than Quinn's, but right now he's not there, and that's why he's not ahead of Quinn. He's not ready to come into the NFL and contribute like Quinn right away. But he has a lot of talent. He's going to be a great player if he follows, you know, a good path and works hard and does a lot of things I talked about. Great frame. He will go top five. Mark it down. Jamarcus Russell, my number five pick. We're going to roll around to number six.